Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Hillsborough writer Hal Crowther is widely admired for his provocative columns and his ability to shock us by his creative use of words and phrases, comparisons, and images as powerful weapons that can persuade us or provoke us. For this rare talent and for his willingness to attack the sacred cows of our generation, Crowther draws comparisons to H.L. Mencken, whose newspaper columns rocked America in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And now Crowther has written a book about Mencken. It's called An Infuriating American, The Incendiary Arts of H.L. Mencken. So who was Mencken, really? He was, according to one modern writer, quote, the greatest American journalist of the last century and possibly the best writer of American English ever. And yet that same admirer says that he was the worst kind of jerk. And it is for this latter quality, he says, that we are doomed to remember him if we remember him at all. So how could Mencken be both the greatest and the best and the worst all at the same time? Crowther's book seeks to tell us enough about Mencken so we can frame our own answer to that question. In responding to the Charlotte Observer's Danny Romine's Powell's question about what he likes so much about Mencken, Crowther sums up his book saying, quote, there's nothing I like so much about H.L. Mencken. He was widely regarded as the most hated man in America in the 20s and 30s, and that was long before they published his letters and journals, which reviled nearly everyone and betrayed most of his friends. Crowther continues, not a sweetheart. It seems to me that no one who knows his work well would like him. Rather, we respect him. We tend to hold him in awe for English prose unmatched by any journalist of his time or ours, for his unprecedented readership that included nearly all educated and skeptical Americans for several generations, for the outrageous courage to ridicule every sacred cow back when these cows were truly sacred, like democracy, religion, patriotism, capitalism, idealism, agrarianism, chastity, sobriety, name it, and he mocked it, including World War I. He rooted for the Kaiser. Somehow he was never lynched, jailed, or even assaulted. He was the last fearless, powerful, unavoidable, independent voice for the free press the founders intended. And to a large extent, this book is a lament for the loss of such voices, as it becomes clear that we'll never hear any more, and that the balance of power they provided is gone forever. It's nearly impossible, Crowther says, to feel affection for Mencken, but it's irresponsible for any American not to read him. Well, why read Mencken? Crowther gives many more reasons. He says it was his glamorous language that seduced me and hundreds like me. When I disagreed with him, it was still like listening to music. When I agreed, it was like electric shock therapy. Crowther on Mencken. Well, that new book is a literary treat not to be missed. This is D.G. Martin.